今天的读经经文是从箴言第二章第一到第六节。
我们今天的读经经文是箴言的第二章一到六节。
方便的话请大家起立。
方便的话大家起立。
我们同开声读。我儿，你若领受我的言语，存记我的命令，侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明，呼求明哲，扬声求聪明，寻找他如寻找银子，受求他如受求隐藏的珍宝，你就明白敬畏耶和华，得以认识神，因为耶和华赐人智慧，知识和聪明都由他口而赐。这是神的话。草必枯干，花必凋残。
这是神的话，草必枯干，花必凋残。
为我们神的话必永远立定。
以往我们神的话永远立定。
将时间交给崔牧师，请大家请坐。
大家请坐，下面的时间交给崔牧师。
Is it still morning? It's still morning. Good morning.
现在还是早上，早上好。
Thank you for, it's been a long time, right?
有一段时间了。
Thank you for inviting me here to, preach. And, before we begin, let me pray, and ask for God's help before we start.
感谢邀请过来中文堂来讲道。这个我们开始之前我们做一个祷告。
If you could pray with me online, if you could pray with me as well.
请大家跟我一起祷告。
Father in heaven.
我们天上的父。
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
We have read your word.
我们读到你的话语。
Your word is true.
你的话语是真理。
I pray that as your word is being proclaimed,
让你的这个话宣讲。
That you would cut us to the heart.
你的话语进入了我们的心里。
And convict us of our shortcomings, our sins.
能够让我们看到我们的缺点跟我们的罪。
I pray that you will give us wisdom now.
我们祷告你给我们智慧。
Pray all this not by might.
不是通过我们自己。
Not by power, but by your spirit in and through Christ.
不是通过权势，而是通过你的圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, do you guys know our church, three vision statements or phrases? Everyone knows? What's the first one?
我们知道这个有三个这个很重要的词在
教会
中用到是哪一个三个
？Gospel centered, prayer driven, and disciple making. Today, I want to talk about prayer driven church and how to actually not just pray but pray with wisdom. Okay.
我们今天要谈到的是以祷告为动力的教会，也不单只是这个祷告，而且是以这个以智慧来祷告。
And what I want to look at is, look at verse 6 with me again, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6.
那我们再来看一下这个箴言的第二章第六节。
And this is what he says. He says, the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding.
因为耶和华赐人智慧，知识和聪明都由他口而出。
The Old Testament uses those three words interchangeably.
在这个圣经里面的话，经常把这三个词的话，不断交替的出现。
Even though it does use the words interchangeably, what I want to look at today is take those three words, and I want to explain it through prayer.
虽然这三个词啊，智慧、知识和聪明是交替出现，但是我们今天从这个祷告来谈到他们。
So we will look at knowledge.We'll look at understanding and then wisdom, and then I'll try to give examples, of prayer and how to pray in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And at the end, Min is gonna kill me. It's not in the script, but I'm gonna do what I do when I pray with my kids before we eat and what I say, and then I'm gonna try to explain why I say that or pray that.
所以我们会谈到知识、聪明和智慧，也通过这个我们怎么样在这个祷告里面来求他。就像我在这个家里面祷告的时候，我会向我的孩子解释我为什么要这样祷告。
Okay, so number one, look at the diagram. I know it's not translated into Cantonese or Chinese, but number one, knowledge. Knowledge is basically data.
我们看知识的话，基本上就是数据。
These are facts.
这些是事实。
Knowledge is information to our minds primarily.
那么这个知识的话就是能够进到我们脑海当中的这些个事实。
And any person can get knowledge through many ways.
一个人可以从不同的这个方式去得到知识。
Sunday school.
这个主日学。
The Cantonese Sunday school and the Mandarin Sunday school, that's one way of getting knowledge.
这个广东话主日学或者是国语主日学。
Another way to get knowledge is, I don't know if you know the word catechism.
这个另外一个方式的话就是所谓的神道学。
Some parents or some churches do catechism, and basically catechism is, there's a question, and then there's an answer.
基本上神道学就是说一方面是有问题，另外一方面就是对问题的解答。
You know, why not, our kids were being catechized.
所以我们这个孩子就是这样通过这个神道学来受教。
And, so, for, who is God?
神是谁？
Answer? Anyone the answer?
这个答案是什么？
Well, my kids just said, God is spirit.
我的孩子会说这神是个灵。
What is sin?
罪是什么？
Answer?
答案是。
Sin is rebellion.
罪就是这个抗命。
What is the Bible?
圣经是什么？
Bible is a self-revelation of God.
这个圣经就是神的启示。
So the way you get knowledge is through catechism, through Sunday school, through memorization, through conferences, through seminars, through books. There are various ways you get information or data or knowledge into your minds.
所以这个信息的获取的话，可以通过主日学，可以通过这个参加这些会议，也是可以通过这个读书等等吧。
Even little ones learn the data or information without understanding what it all means.
虽然这个即使是小孩子的话，也可以通过这个学习的过程收集大量的这样的一些信息。虽然有很多时候的话，我们并不了解。
But that's okay.
但是这个是正常的。
Because knowledge is the, one of the steps of process of learning.
因为这个收集这个信息的话是这个我们学习的过程里面的重要一步。
Information stored for future use.
我们把这个信息存起来的话呢为以后将来的话会用到它们。
I mean, if you could show in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 14, this was one of my favorite verses in college.Proverbs 10:14. Look what he says. I like the NIV here instead of the ESV, but look what he says. Proverbs 10:14. The wise person, a wise man, store up, or ESV says lay up, knowledge, but the mouth of a fool brings ruin near.
箴言十章十四节这样说，智慧人积存知识，以往人的口数智败坏。
So it is a wise person who store up. They're not to use it right away.
我们这些智慧人的话会把这些知识存起来，不是马上就用得上。
But they use it, they store it for future use.
但是他们以后会用得着。
You know, in the book of Proverbs, he talks about the ant also.
那么这个箴言里面也谈到另外一个事。
And he tells the people to look to the ant, you sluggard.
你会看到这些蚂蚁，蚂蚁的话会，你看那些蚂蚁。
And you know the story of the ant, right? The ant, they don't play, okay? The grasshopper is playing, but the ant works in the summer, okay? And store up food for what? The winter.
所以这个蚂蚁的话会在夏天储藏食物，这个为冬天呢做好这个食物的储藏准备。
There is a wise person.
那么这个就是一个
The fool don't do that.
智慧人，但是这些愚蠢的人不会这样做。
And the fool, of course, are not ready, and they ruin their lives.
这些遗忘人的话呢，不做准备的，然后这个前程就被败坏掉了。
Now understanding is another, I think, another level in one sense.
那么这个我们看这个从另外一个这个角度去看这个问题。
The next step of learning is understanding, and here few people are willing to learn.
那么这个下一步的话呢，有更高的一个层面，但是在这个层面上的话呢，这个大多数人都不愿意这么做。
And the reason is because it takes to understand the information, it takes some discipline.
因为这个要达到下一个水平的话呢，这个需要一些训练的，需要。
It takes some interest in the subject.
也需要一些这个对这个问题的这样的一个兴趣。
To master the details and to become skilled at using them.
这个要掌握这些细节，而且要知道怎么样去有这个技巧去怎么样去使用它们。
Okay, for example, I think many of you here know about prayer.
作为一个例子，我们知道我们在这儿的人都知道怎么样去祷告。
I think most of you guys do. Prayer is you talk to God and God talks to you.
那么我们知道这个祷告的话，就是你去向神这个说话，那么神也向你说话。
And I think most here, and also the one you know watching online, most of you guys also prayed at one time or another.
所以我们大多数的人的话，都曾经有祷告过。
Raise your hand if you, well, online you can't raise your hand, but I can't see you, but raise your hand if you know what prayer is and you've prayed at least once or twice in your lifetime.
这个请，如果你在这个你知道什么是祷告，
yeah,
而且也曾经祷告，请你举手。
Come on, don't be shy. I'm sure you guys, everyone has prayed one or two times in your lifetime.
你在这个过去你曾经祷告过，请你举手。
However, not many of you have spent time learning the art of prayer.
但是我们很多人都没有学习过这个祷告的艺术。
Maybe the way the Bible teaches it.
这个就是圣经教导我们怎么样去祷告。
You know, when I look at the people in the Bible who pray, they're masters.
我们看到这个圣经当中的这些伟人都是这个祷告的大师。
They knew how to pray.
他们知道怎么样去祷告。
They understood the art of prayer.
他们知道祷告的艺术。
Often when we pray to God, we pray, and we get no answers.
我们常常是我们祷告啊祷告，我们得不到回答。
Come on, be honest. You gotta be honest here. You know, when you pray, and then you don't hear anything. You know what I mean?
对，如果我们诚实的话，我们知道我们经常祷告，我们得不到这个回应。
I know that is your experience.
我们知道我们这个有很多经历。
Because for longest years, that was my experience.
这个因为这个是不只是我的经验。
I thought that was normal.
我想这个是正常的。
Pray, and you don't really hear anything.
祷告啊，但是什么都这个什么回应都没有。
But when I look in the Bible,
但是我们去读圣经的时候
，When people in the Bible prayed,
当这个圣经里面的人物去祷告的时候
，They pray to God.
他们向神祷告
，And they get answers.
他们得到回应。
And I realized, am I doing something wrong here?
所以我发现是不是我什么地方做错了。
I think it's one of those questions that you and I sometimes are afraid to ask.
但是我知道这个是我们你我都不愿意去问的一个问题。
Let me confess here, for the longest time as a pastor, I used to pray, Lord, I'm trying to be faithful to your word. You know, I'm not trying to, as the culture and times change.
所以老实话说，作为一个牧师，我去祷告是神的这个为神的荣耀去祷告。
I'm not trying to follow the Bible with the culture.
我不希望去这个跟着这个文化的这个趋势走。
I think that's terrible.
我觉得这个很糟糕。
No, the Bible is true.
圣经是真理。
Everything else, culture, even though culture changes, I mean, good night.
You know, if you lived here, at least in this country, if you study a little bit of history of this country has changed so much culturally.
那从这个国家的这个历史来看的话，我们周遭的这个文化的话一直在变。
Only just 50 years ago, if you spit outside, they'd be like, oh, no way. It was like a sin. You know, and you don't have to be a Christian or anybody, it was just anyone.
如果我们看到外面的变化的话，我们知道这个是真啊，这个是真是罪。
This country has changed so much, even just in 50 years.
在过去的五十年里面的话，即使在五十年里面，这个国家在从文化上来讲已经改变得很快了。
So early on as a pastor, I've learned, you know, through books and through seminary and through all the pastors, for a pastor to be successful, you got to be faithful to the word. Can't change this.
所以这个通过这些圣经这个会议啊等等，跟这些老牧师们学习的话，如果你要成为一个好的这个牧师的话，你必须对神的话语是忠诚。
And I used to pray to God, Lord, I'm faithful to your word. Like David, you know, he's a man after God's heart.
所以我就像大卫那样祷告嘛，这个神让我对你的这个话语有忠诚。
As I try to be faithful to your word and lead your people to your word, not changing it. This is true.
是让我在你的话语里面有忠诚，也能够带领你的指民的话呢，在话语里面忠诚。
Give me success.
让我成功。
Not necessarily for my own glory.
这个不是为着我自己的荣耀。
But make the church like successful, you know, grow.
让我们的这个
spiritually and number wise, people come, they want to hear, you know, hopefully genuine Christian want to come to church, not to change the word, but be faithful to God's truth.
所以这个让教会成功的话，就是说让更多的人来到教会，这个是。不是为我自己的成功，就是为了一个教会的一个成功。
I mean that's a good prayer, isn't it?
这个是一个好的祷告，对不对
？Lord, as I not you know change my morality to the you know the way you know other people are, I want to be faithful, I want to be righteous, and as a Christian live a righteous life, make my life a success.
所以我祷告就是说这个不要改变我的道德标准，我仍然我是对你的话语有忠诚，然后能够带领你的这个指民的话呢，能够在教会里面有成功，这好像没什么错。
And Paul as a pastor, when you read his prayers, he never prayed for success.
但是我们去看一下保罗，虽然他是一个牧师，你去读他的祷告的时候，他从来没有为成功祷告。
He prayed not for success, but he prayed for courage.
不为这个成功祷告，但是他为勇气祷告。
You know, the prophets in the Old Testament, you know, I don't think you say their ministry was a success.
我们看到这些旧约里面的这些先知的话，也没有谈到他们求他们自己的这样的一个成功。
When a prophet came to a nation, no one liked the prophet.
当一个先知来到一个国家的时候，没有人喜欢他的。
Because prophet was sent by God to rebuke the nation for their sins.
当一个先知受神的差派去到一个国家的时候，他们从来就是去揭露一个国度的这样的一个他的罪恶。
The nation of Israel will always persecute the prophet and kill prophets.
所以以色列国的话，作为一个国家的话，他们从来就是要杀先知的一个国家。
Most people hated prophets.
大多的人都这个仇视先知。
And so, I stopped praying for success and ministry in that way.
所以我停止为这个我们的这个做事情要有成功来祷告。
Someone with wisdom, Paul had wisdom. He didn't pray for success. He prayed for courage.In the midst of this changing culture, to be faithful to God's word.
所以这个保罗他有智慧，他不为这个成功而祷告，他也不为这些变化当中的文化去担忧，他是为他在神面前的这样一个勇气去祷告。
Understanding prayer is like a telephone, your smartphone.
所以我们去了解这个祷告，就像我们的这个去了解我们的这个智能电话。
We can learn a lot of data about the telephone.
我们知道有好多这个有关于这个智能电话、智能手机的这样的一个事情。
But if you don't push the right buttons,
但是如果你不去摁这个对的地方
，you won't able to communicate.
你就没有办法使用它。
And that is, I think, understanding what prayer is.
那么这个就可以作为一个我们了解祷告的一个比喻。
Number three, wisdom is the next sort of level.
那么这个智慧的话，就是在高一个层面的一个事情。
Wisdom for a Christian is to get in touch with God.
那么这个智慧的这个一个基督徒的智慧，就是要与神有这样的一个交通。
Wisdom for a Christian is to be holy like He is.
那么这个基督徒的智慧，就是要成为像神那样的一个圣洁。
Everything that we do or say should be toward that end, to get in touch with God and to be holy like He is.
所以我们要基督徒做任何的事情，都要跟这样的一个目标相连。我们所说所做的，就是要跟神有交通，要像神那样的圣洁。
So let's take on wisdom, on your prayer again, wisdom for example. Let me read you two verses and show you what a prayer with wisdom looks like.
所以我们来看一下这个祷告中的智慧是什么。我们看一个这个榜样。
Let's read, look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2.
我们看一下这个哥罗西书的这个第三章第一到第二节。
Look at the wisdom of Paul.
我们看一下这个保罗的这个智慧是什么样的。
If then you have been raised with Christ, seek things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事情，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事情，不要思念地上的事。
And look out.The wisdom of Jesus, and this verse is very familiar to most of you guys.
所以我们看一下耶稣基督的这个智慧的话，这些话语的话，我们是非常熟悉的。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. It's a little bit lengthy, but since you guys are familiar with them, I'm just going to read it here.
我们看一下马太福音的这个第六章第二十五节到三十四节。既然大家是非常熟悉的，我们来读一下。
Jesus says, Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan?And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. Yet I'll tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?And I love verse 32. For Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows, He knows you need them all. Verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地的花，百合花怎么长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线，然后我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呢，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里， 神还给他们他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧愁忧虑，说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们所需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧愁。
In other words, what Paul and Jesus is saying is, when you pray, just think about it. Think about how when you pray.
所以想一下你祷告的时候。
Next time you pray to God,
是下一次你祷告的时候。
What Paul and Jesus is telling you is, don't focus on the things of this world.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们不要定睛在这个地上的事。
Don't go after the treasures in this world.
不要去追寻这个世界的这个财宝。
That shows wisdom.
这个才是智慧。
When you pray, what? Go after things that are above.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们要定睛在这个上面的事。
Focus things that are heavenly.
我们要看到天上的事情。
There is someone who shows tremendous amount of wisdom when they pray.
所以这样的祷告才能够显示出他的这个真正的智慧。
I think many people in the church, you know, as we pray, many are skilled in the artistry of their prayer. It sounds so good.
我们很多人祷告起来的这个很有技巧的，我们这个话语的组织很漂亮。
Yet, what I found over the years is a lot of Christians, even though it sounds great,
我发现虽然很多时候这个有很多祷告虽然听起来很漂亮。
Many pray for the wrong things.
但是经常我们这个没有为对的事情去祷告。
Just think about what's going on in prayer.
我们看一下怎么样我们祷告。
We are God's children.
我们是神的这个孩子。
Our Father.
他是我们的天父。
And our Father is waiting for us. He wants you to come and pray to him, okay? And show wisdom. And he is ready with truckloads.
我们的天父等待他的这个儿女们来祷告。
And he's ready to give you the treasures not on earth.
他愿意也这个准备好了给我们天上的祝福。
He, as your father, because he loves his children, he wants to give you the treasures of heaven.
所以他愿意赐给我们天上的财宝。
Things above, not below.
是从上面而来的这样的一些财富，而不是从地上来的财富。
And we, as his children,
我们作为他的儿女，
that don't show wisdom and focus on things of the earth,
我们没有智慧，但是我们老是定睛在我们地上的这些财宝。
You see the picture here.
我们看到这样的一幅图像是吗？
You know, it's like my wife wants to give steak. You know?
就像我太太希望吃这个
prime rib steak.
这个牛排
for their health and their bones and strength.
让我们身体有强壮。
And what do my kids usually say?
我的孩子们怎么说呢？
What do you think?
你想他们会怎么说？
I don't want that!
我不想吃那东西。
I want candy!
我要吃糖果。
I want chips!
我要吃这个薯片。
My kids actually, they're trying to sneak up sugar all the time.
我们喜欢吃糖。
And often that's like you and I, because we don't show wisdom.
就像我们一样的话，我们没有智慧。
Where we focus all the time. You know, Bible says, Jesus says, Paul says, don't focus on those things. You know why?
耶稣这样也教导我们，保罗也这样说，就是说不要去定睛在这种。
What does Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢？
What does he say?
他说什么？
He knows you need them.
他知道我们的需要是什么。
You don't have to focus on those things.
不需要定睛在那些事情上面。
He's ready to give you something more value.
他已经为我们预备了更加有价值的东西。
Things above, not below.
这就是天上的财宝，而不是我们地上的财富。
There is someone who shows tremendous amount of wisdom.
这才是真正的这个智慧。
There is someone who actually knows his or her God in the Bible.
我们能看到有些人是真正的了解圣经。
Someone who focuses, especially his child, focuses on the treasures on earth.
但是也有人只是定睛在这些地上的这些东西。
Not only shows very little knowledge.
这个不仅是没有知识。
Shows very little understanding.
也没有聪明。
And shows very little wisdom.
更加没有智慧。
As you see, this is obviously not. If you, Emma, can you go back to the beginning, the knowledge, understanding, and the little diagram?
让我们回到我们开始的时候的那个流程图。
You know, gaining wisdom doesn't happen overnight.
这样的一个是一个流程。
It's a process.
这样是一个过程。
Stopping at knowledge, knowing a lot about prayer or anything, does not make you wise.
如果我们只停在知识的阶段的话，我们就不会有聪明。
In a lot of, I've been in a lot of churches, and I've been in this church for about a year.
我已经来到这个教会差不多有一年了。
It seems to me what a lot of churches practice in trying to gain wisdom at the end.
所以，似乎我们都希望在最后的这个达到最后的目标就是得智慧。
Is a teacher, a Sunday school teacher, I love it. Allison, everyone here is a teacher, Sunday school teacher, a Bible study teacher, and the teacher showers knowledge, you know, gives you knowledge every Sunday, right?
我们这个主日学的这些老师跟这个带查经的这些同工们的话呢，都像这个就是把知识呢灌给你们。
A lot of data into their minds.
这个有很多的这些信息的话，能够灌到你们的脑子里。
And their hearts without automatically without any effort.
但是我们的心如果不去花功夫的话。
And the job is done.
这个到此为止。
All we need to do is teach, give them information, and somehow they get wisdom.
我们就是使劲的灌输给他们知识，那么这个他们有办法把他们变成这个智慧。
That theory never works.
这样的一个理论的话是不对的。
Most can't even remember what I preached or what Pastor Peter preached last Sunday.
我们大多数的人恐怕都不记得上一个礼拜主日我们这个在讲堂上教导的是什么。
I actually did a test with the college students and did a little game and a quiz. What's the title of the sermon last week?
我有时候去问一下我们这些
not one person remembers
这个校园的这些学生的话，我们上次谈到的这个题目是什么？这个绝大多数人都不记得了。
How would you get them to remember the information?
那么你怎么样去记住这些知识
？And the word is discipline.
那么这个就是我们的训练。
You know, a lot of people think discipline is punishment. It's not.
我们经常谈到这个，也许想到就是说，这个所谓的纪律的话，就是惩罚。
Punishment is part of discipline, but it's not the whole thing. The main definition of discipline is this.
所以这个，但是这个纪律的话，不单只是惩罚。我们去看一下。
A discipline is a continual practice.
那么这个纪律就是我们不断的去做。
Repeated drilling.
这个不断的去去练习。
Going over the material over and over and over again until mastery is achieved.
那么我们就是不停的去持续的去做，去练习，直到这样的一个这样的一个练习的话呢，成为一个我们已经习惯的这样的一个过程。
There is knowledge.
这个就是知识。
And as we pray to the Lord that they will get understanding.
那么我们通过祷告的话，我们能够有聪明。
At least not in the Chinese ministry, but in the English ministry, you know, went through the sermon series called "What Is a Church?"
那么我在这个英文的这个英文堂里面，我们谈到过这个教会是什么样的这个题目。
And basically, in the sermon,
I said the goal of the church, okay, it's not to stay here, it's heaven. Okay? The goal is heaven. We don't want to go there.
所以我们谈到教会, 当然不是一个特指的教会, 是一个泛指的, 就是我们在天上的这样一个团体。
Now saying that one time, not everyone's going to remember.
我讲过一次, 但没有一个人能够记住。
I think I've said that phrase on the pulpit
after that sermon series and in Sunday school and in one-on-one meetings with people in our congregation. You know how many times I think I said that? The goal of the church?
那么我们谈到这个教会的这个目标，我们在这个讲道谈过，在主日学谈过，在团契里面谈过，在这个一对一的时候也谈过。你要知道，要经过多少次才够吗？
Over 100 times.
要经过上百次的这样的一个谈论才能记住。
It is with discipline that people are going to remember.
这个就是所谓的这个纪律。
Until they get sick of it.
然后他们才会去想, 就是说在不断的重复之下, 这是一种训练。
So it'll be entered in their minds, and hopefully it'll go into their hearts of understanding, and that they might gain wisdom.
那么这个才能够进入我们的脑子里面, 成为我们心里面熟知的东西, 成为我们的智慧。
That's one of my jobs as a pastor.
那么这个就是我作为一个, 牧师的这样一个工作。
That you get so sick of hearing the same thing over and over again, but until it sticks, until you know it in your mind.
也许你会烦得要死，这个没完没了的说同样的一个题目的话，但是只有这样的话，他才能够进到我们的心里。
And so when Pastor Peter wants to go over another material,
这个也是,
again and again and again, don't give him a hard time.
也就是。 何牧师为什么要把一些材料的话，这个重复的，不断的去宣讲。
Is a pastor or teacher who understands.
那么这个我作为这个牧师的话，我们都理解。
And I think most parents are that way. You know how many times I have actually told my kids, even now, you know, when we give them something, to say you're welcome or thank you.
所以这个大多数的这个父母都。 都有这样的一个同感，你们教导你的孩子拿了东西之后的话，要说谢谢你，你要教他们多少次，他们都学得会。
Multiple times a day.
一天不知道要讲多少次。
Until it becomes automatic.
直到这个东西成为他们的一个品性。
And so I pray, as we conclude, I pray that our church, the Chinese ministry and the English ministry, that will be a church, a people of God who pray, prayer-driven, but that we'll pray with what? Knowledge, understanding, and finally, wisdom. Amen?
所以我一直在为我们的这个教会，无论是英文团，这个会众还是中文的这个中文堂，我们要有知识，要有聪明，最终要有智慧。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们天上的父,
forgive us.
原谅我们。
Often you want to give us knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, and we often don't want it.
虽然你 的美意是给我们有知识、有聪明、有智慧， 但是我们经常得不到。
Often our hearts are on the affairs of this world.
常常我们的心都只注重在这个世界上。
I pray that you would change us.
我祷告你来改变我们。
As Paul and Jesus prayed and said,
就像耶稣基督或者是使徒保罗那样的去祷告。
That we will set our minds and our hearts on things that are above.
让我们从心里面，让我们的这个目光能够聚焦在天上。
As we live this Christian life here on earth, and as we pray to you.
就是在我们作为基督徒，在这个过我们地上的生活的时候，我们向你祷告。
That we will pray with wisdom.
我们祷告的时候要有智慧。
Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your spirit in and through Christ.
那么不是有这个意志或者是有权势，而是要有这个智慧。
Amen.
Amen.